Modern America also differs from Nazi Germany and other cultures in that women are beginning to fill the corporate chairs formerly held by men. Many seem agreeable to advancing fascist and globalist philosophy. A controlled mass media. Under some of the regimes, the mass media were under strict direct control and could be relied upon never to stray from the party line. Other regimes exercised more subtle power to ensure media orthodoxy. Methods included the control of licensing and access to resources, economic pressure, appeals to patriotism, and implied threats. The leaders of the mass media were often politically compatible with the power elite. The result was usually successful in keeping the general public unaware of the regime's excesses. As previously detailed, the American corporate mass media today is essentially in the hands of six giant multinational communications corporations. The owners of these corporations are proponents of free trade in business policies, yet coverage of alternative news and views is mostly ignored. One of our best-kept secrets is the degree to which a handful of huge corporations control the flow of information in the United States. Whether it is television, radio, newspapers, magazines, books, or the Internet, a few giant conglomerates are determining what we see, hear, and read. And the situation is likely to become much worse as a result of radical deregulation efforts by the Bush administration and some horrendous court decisions, warned Congressman Bernie Sanders, adding, "This is an issue that Congress can no longer ignore." Obsession with national security. Inevitably, a national security apparatus was under direct control of the ruling elite. It was usually an instrument of oppression, operating in secret and behind many constraints. Its actions were justified under the rubric of protecting national security, and questioning its activities was labeled unpatriotic or even treasonous. While all Americans should be concerned about national security, many see it as a pretext to strip away constitutional rights. Thoughtful persons also worry about a man like Michael Chertoff, son of a Jewish rabbi, who has been accused of having dual citizenship, American and Israeli, and was a major architect of Bush administration policies, being named Secretary of the Homeland Security Department. Religion and ruling elite tied together. Unlike communist regimes, the fascist and proto-fascist regimes were never proclaimed godless by their opponents.